y'all. This Cat Magnus, the propagandist. Today is Friday, February 11th. It's 2:55 p.m. and this is the Awakened Demagogue podcast. So my Windows PC over here just wanted to, you know, say it's a little piece. If you heard that, my bad, your fault. I got a lot to say today. I want to talk about the vicissitudes of life. I want to discuss the ugly side of entrepreneurship, for starting your own business, for working yourself, for creating your own life, because I'm really sick and tired of everyone being vague. It's grit, it's grind, it's hustle and grind, it's hustle and grind. Team no sleep. I'm over here traveling, I'm making money, I'm a sex worker, I got a sugar daddy. I did. And then, you know, he is a weirdo. And then, you know, sugar daddies tend to be weird as fuck. It's not for the faint of heart. If you're thinking about having a sugar daddy, think again, okay? You can view multiple TikToks about that. I might go into my story at a later date. Not right now. What I want to talk about today is the reality that I got served with an eviction notice. And people who don't know anything about building your own life and building your own business will say, "Ah, you a failure. Why you ain't getting your bills paid? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You did this wrong. You did this wrong." No, sweetheart. This is a part of the journey. Okay? This is a part of the journey. This is the part of the journey that only entrepreneurs and people who work for themselves talk to each other about, because basic bitches like whoever the fuck is judging me right now are going to be trying to clown and say, "Oh, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that, you ain't got no money." Well, it's hard as fuck to make money. It takes money to make money. It takes time to make money. It takes energy to make money. Hell, it takes money just to get a fucking job. Don't ever end up homeless and without a place to stay, because guess what? It takes money to find a place to take a shower. It takes money to get that haircut. It takes money to get the fucking interview clothes. It takes money for whatever the fuck you want to do, to print damn resume, to get somebody else to write it. All this shit take money, whether you a regular ass worker, whether you at McDonald's, or whether you the CEO, or whether you building your own shit as a founder like I am, okay? This is the ugly side of entrepreneurship. This is the ugly side of reality, of life, because as you climb and you build your own business and you create your own life, the people who are stuck on the version of you that they knew before are going to do everything that they can to tear you down, to set you up to fail. I'm in this position not because I suck, not because I did anything wrong, but because my business ethics are fucking impeccable. My integrity is the number one thing that I rely on. My character is out of this fucking world. My skill set is the shit. I am the shit. I'm beautiful, I'm intelligent, and I'm too good at what the fuck I do for all these mediocre bitches that got all this money and they are not qualified to be making it, okay? That is why I'm in this situation. That is why I can sit here with my chest out and say, you know what, I might be being evicted, but it's not because I did anything wrong. It's because literally I'm surrounded by envious people, jealousy, and mediocrity. And the lesson that I'm learning now is that people will do anything that they can to bring somebody down, to make themselves feel better or to feel above the next person. People literally hacked into my phone, fucked with my LinkedIn account, got me to a point where I thought I was hacked by a foreign entity, just to learn that it was just people that I know that don't fucking like me. Had me paranoid, and I'm doing the right thing by my clients, a space startup, so super excited to work with because I'm in the industry that I worked my ass off and dreamed of being in and getting into. I hugged my integrity, because either way, whether it's a foreign entity or a person that I don't like hacking me, it's the right thing to do to disclose to my client, "I have been hacked and there's a potential threat or compromise to the work product that I am delivering." That is just the right thing to do. That's called business ethics. And working with the asshole white is right space industry, you know, they on one hand saying that they want to invest in me and bring me on full time and help them build their business. And I'm like, cool, this is great. I would love to do that, because I'm going to come out with subject matter expertise and a network and everything that's going to help me get to the next level. I'm more than happy to join you guys. So I'm thinking that they want to invest in me as an asset. If I knew that they would turn on me and throw me under the bus, I probably would have been shady and kept this shit to myself. But acting on good faith and upholding my integrity and my brand, I disclosed. Some people say I should have withheld, but when you're doing business, the right thing to do is disclose, because you have to protect your client. You have to protect yourself, you have to protect your client, you have to protect your customers, and sometimes the best thing you can do is inform them and let them make their own decision. Now, I respect them making their own decision, but the reality is, they gave off the impression that they wanted to invest in me. So knowing that they as a larger company had more resources, I asked them for help in good faith, thinking that, oh, well, they want to work with me over the long term. So obviously they want to make an investment. Maybe I can ask them for help because they have closer connections to other resources that can help me fully resolve this. And they have more resources just to help me get certain things done. And if I need to move, which I still need to do, which is why I'm not necessarily mad about being evicted, because I have to move anyway for my safety. Not from a foreign entity, but from people that I know and family who are jealous and envious and plotting on me. Either way, I have to fucking move. So it's like, well, what the fuck ever. But I really just disclosed and asked for help. And I guess the white people in the space industry said, oh, poor little black girl. You've been compromised. You suck. You don't know what you're doing. We're going to get rid of you. And you know, I have the termination letter to prove it. I have the tax forms to show that I worked with them and they paid me over $20,000. I have all the documentation to prove that this was a thing that actually fucking happened in my life. I'm not making this shit up. But the reality is, you know, they needed some help gathering themselves together. I was hired just as a writer, but I saw an opportunity to do more, to be more, to build my portfolio and to do the, you know, as I move on to do bigger and better things. And I said, you know, you guys really need to clean this up. Clean up how you do your narrative and let's get some things together. I'm just trying to deliver top of the line work product for me, and ended up gathering the entire organization together and just getting them on par and in alignment. I'm an actual professional. I'm sure none of them would actually give me that credit and clout just because I'm a black woman, and how dare I be a black woman in an advanced white is right, white male dominated industry, working for a company that, you know, was founded by European white male engineers. You know, how dare I be a black woman that gathered you guys together and actually wanted to see you guys win? Because as I understand business, is if my clients win and as my clients excel, that makes me look good. I want you to win because I'm a part of your journey. And the more that you win and the better that you look, the better that I look. But I'm learning the hard way that not everybody sees it that way. My own clients may see that I'm so great because I'm a black and Native American woman that I'm now a threat to them. And instead of seeing a good partner that can help them look good and even join the diversity, equity, and inclusion conversation, they cut me out as if they don't already have a pattern and a track record of finding reasons to phase out high level and important positions that are held by people of color so they can reintroduce the position with a new title and hire somebody that's white. They can't make it obvious that they're being racist, but obviously they're racist, right? So that's just one thing. You know, I'm over here taking over the space industry effortlessly. I'm in the, you know, all I did was, you know, I helped them effectively market defense technologies to the DOD and the federal government. And I just happen to know somebody or two or three who are in the industry. And I, you know, had a couple conversations and sent a couple emails and text messages and literally changed the game. I literally changed how the defense industry even operates simply off of an email or a text message. Because I went to school, because as I took care of my dying mother, I got my bachelor's degree in government with a concentration in politics and policy. And then I got my master's degree in international relations. And as soon as my mom died and I had to land on my feet, I focused on using my education as I was supposed to. And I applied what I learned and I did a fantastic fucking job. And now I'm a threat. I mean, I've got people harassing me, on founders of green tech startups harassing me on LinkedIn, being weird as fuck, saying, oh, can you help us? And then I guess by the time I woke up, he was sending some kind of harassment type of messages or something weird as fuck. I don't know why, because it's like, I really could have helped you, but you're so busy being jealous of the fact that I'm awesome, probably because I'm a woman and woman of color, that you can't even see the actual opportunity before us. This is fucking asinine. I don't have time. So yes, now I am being evicted because people can't stand to see a woman of color win. Not because I did anything wrong, not because I'm irresponsible. I had some people that set me up with a business coach. I thought they were being helpful. So I'm saying, okay, well, should I do this? Should I pay this bill? Should I give them something? or should I invest in myself? And the message is to continue investing in myself. I'm like, well, now I'm in this shit position, so I don't even know if you really want me to win or if you just wanted to set me up to lose. But me losing is not a fucking option, so everyone can go fuck themselves right now. I got family members that are hoping that I end up homeless because they want me left out in the cold, and now they're trying to get on the phone and act all fake and act like they fucking care. Bitch, you can die too. Everybody can die right now. And it's not because I'm actually feeling murderous or anything like that. It's just I need everyone to move out of my way, right? Everyone's mad that I'm in their way or perceiving me as being in their way. I need you to move the fuck out of my way right now, right? Because y'all have officially conspired, together or not, to set me up for failure, to knock me out of the game, to make sure. I mean, I even went back to retail and used that opportunity to my advantage. Thought I was helping someone who was a so-called friend. I called out a bad business decision that she made. She and the other manager, in their petty bitterness, decided to bully me in the workplace. So then I had to shit on them and put them on Front Street, because what you're not gonna do is fucking come for me. I've had people coming for me my entire 34 and a half years of living. No one's coming for me anymore. You motherfuckers can all disappear and get the fuck out of my way, okay? That's what I need you guys to do. Move around and depart from me, okay? Amen and glory, okay? So what happened there, all I'm just gonna say is that I had to end a temporary assignment early once I got everything out of my system, and then I went ahead and sent some things to the CEO, because everyone needs to know what time it really is. And what time it is not is time to shit on Felicia because you think Felicia is weak, you think Felicia is black, which means she must be stupid or whatever it is. She had a sugar daddy, so she's a dumbass sex worker. No, I'm intelligent and I'm fucking beautiful. I am fucking gorgeous, okay? I pull generals, bitch. I'm not with no weak ass motherfucking blue collar person that needs to pay $40, okay? Dude just gave me a motherfucking business coach. Now some people are saying, well, why didn't he give you the cash? And it's just like his cash is tied up in ways that, I mean, you know, that ain't got shit to do with me. And he's from my past any fucking way. And the only reason he's bothering me now is because I went and got into the defense industry and did some fly shit, and now he wants a piece of the pie that I didn't even get to fucking bake. So everybody's in my fucking way. Okay? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm doing shit so right that everyone is trying to set me up. I took the seasonal gig thinking that I would be okay, and the fucking regional manager, because I was talking high-level corporate shit about how to shift the sales and the business experience to make it more humane as we interact with customers, he became threatened by that. I heard that in his fucking voice, and then he decided, well, we're going to take away your commission because that's not how sales is done. And then, of course, I was the only competent manager on the team who consistently drove sales by getting out of the way and being human. So much for fucking that. So, and the reality is, the pattern of my life, I have always had my money capped because I was always a threat to some mediocre white person in a position of power, or a black person in a position of power, and they had to find a reason to get me out of their way. And I spent so many years thinking there was something wrong with me because my mediocre peers, who were able to get away with doing the bare minimum because they were actually mediocre and thus not a threat to their white counterparts, that they kept the job and they kept all these basic needs and all of these things, so they thought they were winning. And it's like, you're not really winning. NASA makes you think that you're winning because they give you decent living quarters. I'm the one out here winning because guess what? People are so mad at me for being the shit I'm being evicted right now. And that is the ugly side of success, the ugly side of greatness, the ugly side of entrepreneurship that people just do not talk about. Or you only hear about it after they're millionaires and they talk about their overall life journey. No one ever actually sees the ugly side while it's going on. And the main reason for that is because most people are afraid of being that kind of vulnerable. They are afraid of the shame that comes with the illusion of failure. But every success story talks about the multitudes of failures that they experienced before they hit success. Any salesperson that will tell you, it takes 99 no's to get to a yes. So don't motherfucking come for me and a ha-ha and a geeky and a hee-hee. Now you're about to lose everything. Well, bitch, you wanted me to lose everything anyway. right? You wanted me to get evicted anyway, right? You think I don't know how to use this story to my advantage? You think I don't know how to spin this? You think I don't know how to come for everybody that thought they were going to take everything from me? The worst thing a person could ever do is put their enemy in a position to where they have nothing to lose. Because when a person has nothing to lose, they will fucking kill you. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to go around murdering people for 3 hots in a cot. I am too intelligent for that. I have so many other ways to kill people without actually committing murder, okay? Some of you guys are probably fucking dying right now because it's like, oh my god, she's even using this. Yes, bitch, die in your sleep, okay? Faint, pass out, whatever you gotta do, I don't care. Because right now, everybody can get out of my way. And there is not a successful person on earth that has not felt this way at one point. And it's not about whether you actually, it's about whether you actually do something about it. It's not about about the fact that you get upset, because you have to realize that everyone you've ever met was hoping, praying for your downfall. Everyone that you've ever known that saw you when you were down, you have to really digest the fact that they enjoyed the fact that you were down, because it made them feel better about themselves. I'm not that kind of person. I actually have genuine compassion. You know, there are some people on my Facebook throwing shade saying, oh, your beauty will get you so far. It's all about your compassion. You have to have compassion, bitch. I am living unconditional love and fucking compassion. Way to be a stupid bitch that don't know what the fuck you talking about. Everybody all this got all this to say on a run, tell that mission, and don't even fucking know me. Don't even have a clue what they're fucking talking about. All they know is what they see or what somebody else says. Come talk to me. Have a conversation with me. And stop listening to and comparing notes with the next motherfucker who don't know me, and just listen to me. Because I'm not lying to you. I'm in my position because I don't lie. Everybody lies at some point in their life, usually when they're young and they're learning their lessons. I learned my lesson about lying and dishonesty a long fucking time ago. And I got myself to a point where it's like, there's no point in lying, nothing, or keeping secrets. Nothing changes what did or did not happen just because someone does or does not know. It doesn't suddenly go away because somebody didn't know, right? So I always lead with the truth. I have no reason. Like, what am I going to get out of lying? If my brand is gamble with your truth, what the fuck do I look like lying, right? Have a conversation with me. Talk to me. And if you actually care about me, show up and care about me. Help me out. Look out for me. You don't have the cash, or you can't come off the cash. Your shit's tied up in a marriage or whatever the fuck. Okay, well, find another way to help me come up. Find another way to help me stay above. Find another way to help me keep going. You ain't got the cash and anything. It doesn't always have to be about the cash. And anybody who knows anything about actual sex work, sugar daddies are not just about money. They can help you build a business. They can give you mentorship and connections to whatever dreams that you want to have and achieve in life. And they may or may not be able to take care of your basic needs depending on the situation. It's the value of what you get out of the relationship. And yes, investing in a corporation and setting you up to be a millionaire or billionaire is just as much compensation as somebody paying your bills today. There's more than one way to have a mutually beneficial arrangement, okay? And everybody think that it's the glitz and the glam and somebody paying you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month, when most of these sugar babies got multiple sugar daddies paying them $200 to $500 a day. So excuse the fuck out of me for knowing even that fucking business that I got myself into, okay? Moving right the fuck along. So what I really want to say to you guys is, yeah, I might be in dire straits, but I'm not the only one. Every success story that you hear about, every Hollywood story, this person took a risk and was sleeping in their car, this and that and the other. They moved to LA. I think it was Taraji Henson saying that she took her son and moved to LA with $700 in her pocket, didn't know where she was going to go, where she was going to stay, what she was going to do, and now look at where she is. Greatness is not easy. It's not for the weak. Success is not for the faint of heart. So anyone that has anything to say about anyone who is on their path to greatness and success, and I mean true financial independence, fuck you. Okay, you talking all that fly shit, but you don't have it in you to take that risk, to jump off the cliff and build a plane on the way down. You don't have it in you to do what we do. So now we have to ignore you. Now we have to leave you behind. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like you listen to the rappers and whatnot, and how they talk about the people, say, oh, they forgot where they came from. all day. I mean, I've even had situations where I went to a family member's house and they're like, oh, you're back. Are you going to come back? And I'm like, bitch, I didn't even fucking go anywhere. I don't even, what are you talking about? Like, people think I have more than what the fuck I do and acting fucking stupid. Oh, you're going to come back? I didn't go anywhere. What are you talking about? Right? Like, literally, this is my life story. I didn't even get anywhere and everybody's acting fucking retarded. You fucking kidding me? So this is what I want to say to anybody who thinks they want to get, you know, step out on their own, build their own business, have their own path. This shit ain't for the faint of heart. You're going to lose. And you know, everyone has that point in their story where they lose where they live. They lose everything they love. And I'm learning that sometimes when you lose where you live, it's not even because of you. It's because somebody went out of their way to set you up to fail. And there's nothing you can do but accept that shit, eat it, and keep it fucking moving. See, we hear the glitz and the glamour stories about somebody making a choice and they fought and they had the grit and they grinded, hustle and grind and hustle and grind. You know, we got the stories of people who lost everything because they took out a second mortgage and still couldn't keep that shit up or whatever the fuck. I'm in a situation where literally damn near everybody I ever met decided that I was too good for my own good and they either wanted to bring me down and force me to work with them or need them. Or they just wanted me out the motherfucking game because I look, make them look bad. Or I'm a threat everywhere I fucking go. And it's either somebody wants to keep me down beneath them and make me work for them. I don't know why the fuck they think that's an option, but okay. Or you got people that just don't want me to win. I'm just a fucking threat. The white people, I'm just a threat to the white people. And the my own people, they just want to feel like they better than me. So they're going to try to find a way to make it so I'm working for them and helping them build their fucking dreams. And that's not an option either. So it really is me. When the spirit tells me I am not alone, that just means my mommy is with me. And when I got people trying to tell me my mommy is with me, it's like, well, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because I already knew she was with me. My mommy knows how to talk to me. And unless my mother is dead and if she comes to motherfucking see you and say something to you, that motherfucking message is for you. She knows how to talk to me. I am her child. She know how to talk to me. I don't need nobody else relaying my dead mother's messages to me. I am a medium, as someone else, you know, that I know. I had to make sure that I understood. Thanks, Anna. Also a former client. Or I don't know what that is. Anyway, but you know, thanks. Yeah, my mom knows how to talk to me. She communicates with me. She's all up in my dreams. She's always doing some funky and some fly shit. You know what I'm saying? She's all, you know, she even gave me the heads up. Like, yeah, you about to get served. You about to get served, baby girl. But you're going to be okay. You are going to be okay. I had a whole dream telling me that. My mom telling me, yep, you're going to get served. You're going to get put out, but you're going to be okay. It's going to be a brand new day. It's going to be a bright and brand new fucking day. It's going to be a sorrow and it's going to hurt. But the position that it puts you in is going to be for your highest good. And I'm in that position right now. All bets are off. Everybody can go fuck themselves. And I'm going to let this just be a quick little podcast because I don't need to drone on and on and on for an hour about the reality of the fact that this shit is not for the weak. That everybody you ever know, once you come out of your depression or your addiction or your I had a lot of just depression and low self-esteem and so on and so forth and failure, you know. Last year was my first year ever making enough money to provide for myself, and I just so happened to do it working for myself, doing what I wanted to do, getting myself where I wanted to go in life. And literally everybody that always knew me as being broke did everything they fucking could to find a way to hack, sabotage, conspire, set me up to try to get me hooked on motherfucking cocaine and shit like that. I mean, I've had some wild ass shit happen in my life just because people wanted to bring me down. And if anybody tries to tell me that when I had somebody try to slip some coke in with some weed that I bought, that was a full ass accident. Not the way my mom sent the thunderstorm to make sure I couldn't go back over there. Nah, my mom can see and hear what the fuck I can. And she been letting me know who the fuck these people are the entire fucking time. People have literally tried to get me hooked on motherfucking drugs. On hard ass drugs to set me up to fail so I would need them. People sabotage my business and hacking on my shit conspiring and talking shit behind my back to make me fucking need them. And if this is somebody trying to set up a thing to give me a great story to tell so I can be motherfucking famous, thank you, but fuck you too. Because there's a better fucking way. There is a better fucking way. I don't need this shit. You can motherfucking burn too, bruh. Thanks for the glitz and the glam and the glory, but you can fuck off too. Because this is some bullshit. This is bullshit. Everybody want to see what the fuck I'm made of. Oh, okay. Yeah, because everybody thought I was weak. Oh, yeah. How the fuck is that working out for you now? You thought I was going to motherfucking break when I got served. Nah, nigga. I just know what the fuck time it is. And I know who I can rock with and who I can't. And who is for me and who is not. And I am done questioning. I am done wondering. I am done praying. Because at the end of the day, this situation is what it is. And I got to stick to what's going on, what's in front of me. Are you following me? I got to deal with what's in front of me. I got to work with what's in front of me. And all this, everybody doing this for or against or around or whatever the hell. And surprise. Nah, fuck you, bitch. I don't like surprises. Keep that shit funky. Keep it 100 with me. I don't want to hear any of it. So anybody that wants to go out there and be on their own and build their own, understand that I've even seen entrepreneur groups where women are talking about they had to divorce their husbands and literally lose everything because the people around them that thought that needed that codependency in their lives would do anything to tear them down and sabotage them and force them to fail so they would continue to feel needed. This shit is real. This shit is real out here. You think you got something going on with your baby daddy drama or whatever and people trying to make you lose a job or da 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 da. I literally have everybody I fucking encounter trying to keep me down, and all I can think about are my ancestors. Because I'm African American, you know, Caribbean, whatever, Afro-Caribbean, African American, as well as Native American. And when I think about my ancestors, especially in the Afro-Caribbean and the African American side, where, you know, when I think about Tulsa, Oklahoma, we had the whole Black Wall Street get bombed because how fucking dare we make some progress? Rosewood, how dare Black people just be able to have their own small community thrive and not bother anybody? Burn it down. We can't get so caught up in the illusion of progress and diversity and equity and inclusion and whatever, 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 to a point where we forget that people actually function this way, especially white people. Literally will go out of their way just because they see you shine, just because they see you be good at something. I'm here to fucking help. I have literally had so much impact on just our country's narrative on a volunteer basis because I wanted to help. And I either got people in the defense industry and government hating on me, higher level people fucking hating on me because they mad that I'm the shit. And I got lower people hating on me because they mad that I'm the shit. But it's from two different perspectives. They don't want me to come up because I'm trying to help. And then the other people don't want me to come up because I'm trying to help. I mean, what the fuck? It's the same shit, but two different perspectives. And I'm over here being fucked up. And everybody wants to goddamn win. The white people want to keep what they got. The black people want to get some more. I'm trying to help everybody. And everyone's like, well, no, I don't want your fucking help. Well, look, bitch, I'm not finna be homeless because you're a dumbass. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help my people get to where they want to go and get what they need and get some equity without getting everybody killed. Because guess what? When I got people in my ear because they want to compete with me, talking about they're going to build a town and they got a militia and da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you know anything about history, black woman? These people will kill you. Let me go in here and finesse and cut some motherfucking deals so we can make progress without getting everybody killed. Excuse the fuck out of me for finding a solution that doesn't involve bloodshed. Excuse the fuck out of me for being the ultimate peacemaker. What the fuck? Stop calling me. That means I need to go figure out what the hell the Lord is trying to say to me through these other people. But all I got to say to y'all right here, right now, in this little 30-minute quick podcast, is that greatness is not for the weak. Success is not for the faint of heart. And if you want to change the world, if you want to be a change agent, a real change agent, you got to be willing to risk it all and lose it all, whether you actually lose it all or not. You have to be willing to deal with the hatred and the vitriol and people shitting on you. You got the people that you're trying to help come up, keep you down. And you got the people that's up there that you're trying to help them stay where they are, still trying to keep you out because, well, then you must be looking for something. I'm not looking for anything but the opportunity to keep a motherfucking roof over my head and some food in my stomach and to be left the fuck alone. I just want y'all to sit down somewhere. Just like my people, the Lenni Lenapes, we have always been historically known as the original people and the peacemakers. Why? Because, at least for me, because I have learned that my genes are my genes and we express ourselves vividly and consistently at all times. Just leave me alone. I don't want to do this. Get out of the way. Why are you bringing the terror shit over here? Leave that shit over there. I don't want to be boarded by China. It's bad enough I got to deal with you white people. I don't want to keep that shit over there. What the fuck is Russia doing? Keep that shit over there. Keep all that shit over there. Because it's bad enough I got to do this shit over here. Keep all that extra shit over there. That's literally all I've been saying to the DOD. That's what I've been saying to my people in PSYOPs and intelligence. That's what I've been saying to my people out here in the streets. That's what I've been saying to everybody. And all you motherfuckers can think to do is set me up to not be able to earn and keep a roof over my head, because how dare not. It's not even that y'all don't want the solution. Y'all are just mad that it didn't come from a white man. Fuck you. Have a good day.